is just coming up to 11:30 now. She's normally joining me in the studio with gifts, so I am a little bit disappointed that she's not face-to-face at the moment, but we can understand why, because we're all on lockdown. So joining me on the phone is writer and journalist Sylvia Kent. Sylvia is a fellow of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, and she's recently won the John Walter Silver Salver in 2018 and 2019, and her book Brentwood in 50 Buildings is out now and doing very well. So good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Lovely to speak to you.
You sound like my agent. I'll give you 10%.
This is my posh telephone voice, Sylvia, you see. It's slightly different. Before we talk about your blog, I've had a little nose round, actually, on your blog, to be fair. Didn't realise that you'd actually won a cookery competition.
Which competition was that?
It's the one that you did when you won the mixer.
Oh, yes. What a long time ago. I was only a baby then. Well, it was over 40 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, I love cooking. Mm. And I wasn't very good at the beginning. And so I just experimented. And I remember the competition was run by the Gazette. Mm. And they wanted to know, if you had no fresh food, how could you present a dinner party, you know, the main dish. I practiced and did different things, went to the back of the cupboard, and that actually is the name of a new blog, but I just used bits and pieces, and I made pancakes, and the bits and pieces went into the pancakes, they were rolled up, and then I made a tomato sauce from a tin of tomatoes, and that provided the, well, that was the winning entry, and I was reminded that Kenwood in those days, we're talking 45 years ago, that then was one of the most expensive mixers. So you can imagine how pleased I was.
Mm. Have you still got it? Is it still going? Because they do
Sunny's
last long
time. Got it. Sunny cooks with it. Because in actual fact, it was great for a family. But when there were just two of you, generally, you need something relatively small. So actually, Sally bought me a little a little mixer, and I use that. Oh, and I still love cooking.
Yeah. It is quite relaxing, isn't it, to make a meal, and it makes the food go further because you start freezing stuff or making different meals. You don't realise how much money you can save.
That's right. And I'm doing one other thing. As I'm connected to quite a lot of editors and people in newspapers and magazines, and I've been asked to use recipes from the 40s. So, I might be doing Lord Walton pie, which was used during the war when you had nothing much except vegetables. But I think I have to add a little bacon or something to it, because it's a bit bland, I believe. So, I'll let you know eventually. Out of curiosity again, dead nosy I am, I thought I'd do some cooking with egg powder. So we'll have a go at that, all of that saving money, you know?
Yeah,
which
definitely
we should all do, shouldn't we, to know how to cook from very basic ingredients and, again, stuff you've got in the cupboard.
Loads of people are reading books at the moment because there isn't much else to do. So Billericay Readers Group, is that still going through the coronavirus? How are you all meeting up and what are you reading?
It's very important to keep going with lots and lots of groups we've got going in Billericay and Brentwood that I belong to. But I know that if you don't keep in contact, you're going to lose it. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And the thing is, we've now come into this new century using Zoom and things like that, and certainly blog. So Brentwood Writers Circle now had their own blog. You can go straight into it and read what some of our people are doing. So many are seeing their work published now. It's lovely. We try to support them and get to their signings. Difficult if it's one or two have been North Essex, but certainly we've always gone into local shops when our writers have got a new book published, and we try to get them advertised, marketed if we can. That's the joy of belonging to a group, you know. You become such friends and you want them to succeed. And again, pick up hints, how they do it. We don't do much in poetry and that kind of thing, but certainly at the moment we've got a very thriving writer's circle. The current book we're reading is called The Salt Path. And it was a Sunday Times bestseller, and it was a first book, which is amazing to get that kind of readership. The person who wrote it is called Raina Wynne. It's a true life book based on an article she wrote for The Big Issue, to start with.
Yep.
She lives in Cornwall, and her husband's got a funny name, Moth. I keep seeing this Moth. They became long-distance walkers. And basically, it's about her journey after they found themselves homeless and absolutely broke after a three-year court battle. They lost their home and their farm in Wales. They've been together since they were 18. Two grown-up children, Paddy Dillon, to the Southwest Coastal Path. And they trek with rucksacks and a tent on their backs along the route. And ask me how long... 630 miles.
Wow.
Now, the story's a sort of travel guide. It's peppered with unusual characters they meet on the way. Some people liked it, some didn't. They find themselves only able to afford to eat fudge. Now, you'd love that.
Do you know what? I'm not keen, in fact, no.
Oh, I like fudge.
No, I'm not keen. And you would think, me being a sugar addict, I would be getting that down my neck. But every time I've ever been to Devon and to St Ives or anywhere, they've got fudge shops by the... they're everywhere. But I don't like... I can eat one piece of it, but it's too sweet.
But that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough, yeah.
Yeah.
The piece of it is about 8 foot across, but, you know...
Oh, I mustn't laugh. I mean, we must say something about this awful virus, Michelle. It's had such a terrible effect on everyone around the globe, including my sister, of course, in Denver, because they're completely locked down. And I don't know if you saw my piece about howling. In America, they howl. They don't clap neatly and, you know, they on the doorstep. They go down the road. It seems very odd to me, but this is Denver. And they howl for all their fire people and hospital people. Because they haven't got our NHS, you see, have they, really?
No. We're very lucky in this country. I mean, when you think about the, you know, the rest of the world, we are very, very lucky to have
NHS. And I know so many people that are suffering. All of this seems to me still so weird and surreal.
Yes, yeah.
And sometimes I think, what's going on? Because I haven't been out for 5 weeks. Can you tell?
Yes.
It's so odd, that word unprecedented. I mean, the fact that only people of a certain age will can tell you about the war.
Yes.
I mean, like this old gentleman who's doing the walking.
I know,
how
amazing.
Fantastic that is, isn't it?
It's amazing. Hopefully he'll be knighted and do that as quickly as possible. Yeah. You've got your book Brentwood in 50 Buildings, which is out now.
It's going well. Because I've been back and forth to Waterstones, Smith's and other shops have kind enough to invite me in. We don't have the old drinks and scones and things that we used to have 20 years ago. Because my first book, and I've done 12, that's called Brentwood... Voices of Brentwood.
Yeah.
And then I went to interview... I started with a dozen people, and I ended up with 105 people in the book talking about aspects of the town right from the very beginning. Unfortunately, a lot of them are no longer with us, but I took their photographs, and I had their recordings on those funny little things we used to use, tapes. Which I still have, and I've still got an old machine that I can play them back. In the past, or over the last 20 years, I've had relatives say, you interviewed my mum, could I listen to that? And I thought, at the time I didn't realise how important that was, but I would have loved my own mum on tape to listen to her.
Yeah.
And the same with you, because it's so recent, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but I've got loads. I mean, if people that check out my Facebook page, my mum is all over it with videos and stuff that we were doing, and also on my sister's as well. So I'm really lucky that I get things that pop up like a memory, and it's stuff that myself and my mum have done. So, and it comes, you know, little video with her chatting and stuff. So it's good.
You want to sell your books for a start.
Yeah.
And so one of the ways is by blogging. I like doing that. And as I say, our Brentwood Writers Circle have got their own blog now. And some are very shy. And, you know, basically, I think English people are quite shy about showing off, but you have to show off to a tiny bit, because that's what advertising's all about, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
At the moment, I'm doing a 53-word competition. Everything has to be within 53 words. And I'm doing something on the sandwich. You know, you can interpret that in so many different ways.
Mm.
So I've been very lucky lately.
Yeah. And you're keeping busy. You're keeping busy, which is good, because you're shutting doors.
Well, my red ear, I always say, either means money, and today I got a premium bond winner.
Yeah.
Or I've won something else because I've been brave enough to enter, which a lot of people aren't. They say, oh, no, that's not good enough. Well, you try your best.
Yes.
And if it's not good enough, put it away and it might win something else.